So if you are just now tuning in, this is WRUU, LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM. WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. All right, y'all. I want to start y'all off with some Tweedledee-Doo. Tweedledee-Doo by Eric Darius, Ravon, and Lil Rod. Next will be God Bless the Child by Minnie Carter, and then Unthinkable, I'm Ready by Alicia Keys. Y'all stay tuned. I'll be back after this.
Trying to find the words, 'cause they all been said before. Oh yeah. Ooh. I don't need a title or a label, 'cause you know what I bring to the table. Tell me what you need, you know I'm able.
You want it, I got it.
I'm giving you the kind of love that you feel in the air.
The strong gets more. While the weak ones fade, empty pockets don't gain an ounce of grade. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. A crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless a child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Thank you. Tell you. that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God, he's working
a miracle
just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be big.
Hey!
Big.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about my future. Why? It's gonna be big, yeah. Shouting into my promise. Why? God's gonna.
To talk about a lot of catching up to do. I'll bring the diamond girl because I'm so into you. Cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
They tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Now since I'm here at your place, let's take a week's trip for two. We don't have to go too far, just as long as I'm with you. Cause they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
And they tell me
it never rains in Southern California.
Y'all, it is time for today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries. That was Tony Tone Tone, It Never Rains in Southern California. And prior before that was Big by Pastor Mike Jr. And what did he say about blessings overflowing? I'll get to that really soon. But right now, today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries is called A New Direction. And this is adapted from the resource Starting Your Day Right. And it reads, sometimes we come to a place in our lives when we're really unhappy. If we take a look at ourselves on those days, we might just discover that the things that frustrate us the most are the results of choices that we made earlier. If you find yourself there right now, guess what? Today can be a brand new start. I think God gave us 24 hours a day because he knew that was all we could handle at one time. His mercies are new every morning, so every day is a new opportunity to live right. And that's coming from Lamentations 3:22-23. You can start over this morning or tomorrow morning, depending on what time of day you're reading this. And live today for Jesus. When you decide to follow wherever he leads you and to do what he asks you to do, you can know that better tomorrows are coming. The prayer starter for this is, Father, thank you that your mercy is new every morning and that your grace never runs out. Please help me follow you diligently today so I can reap the benefits of making godly choices in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. What does she say? It's so early, y'all. Depending on what time of the day that y'all read this or hear me say it, it's not too late to start your day off right, to start it off with joy and peace and love and positive vibes. It's not too late. If you feel it's too late, try again tomorrow. Let's not be consumed in our thoughts, y'all. All right, y'all, moving over to the announcements. When I come back, I will be back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture. So y'all stay tuned. I'll be back right after this.
We all know that these are trying times for all of us, but there are quite a few of our friends and neighbors who have been particularly hard hit by the pandemic and business closures. And that's where the United Way of the Coastal Empire has been very helpful, offering support. But they cannot do it alone. The United Way of the Coastal Empire needs your help now more than ever, so they can feed, shelter, and provide other necessities for those who need it the most. If you donate, you will know that every dollar will go to helping your neighbors and their families. More information about the United Way of the Coastal Empire and making a donation can be found at www.uwce.org.
How many times have you heard WRUU's corporate underwriting message? If you remember it, then your potential customers will remember your message as well. We are offering this space to connect corporate and institutional partners with our loyal and active listeners. Underwriting on WRUU is short, so listeners don't tune out. It's exclusive, so your message won't be lost in advertising clutter. And it supports Savannah's only community radio station. For a marketing package to increase your reach beyond traditional media, email underwriting@wruu.org.
Many critical issues are facing the residents of Savannah and all Americans, including the coronavirus, homeschooling, and the upcoming general election. WRUU has three programs which address these issues: The Common Good on Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m., The Happy Homeschooler on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., and We the People, The Constitution Today on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. Stay informed about these important issues by tuning in to these programs on WRUU.
Good morning, Radio Land. Happy Wednesday. I have an interesting travel tip for you this morning. One that's a little bit different than I found interesting, in that the TSA will allow you to carry on one liquid container up to 12 ounces per passenger. Now, this is quite different from the previous restrictions that only allowed you 3.5. So this is an opportunity to carry on extra sanitizer, or if you have a couple flights where you have layovers, or if you're going to be in the airport a long time, you can carry that extra drink. So check that out. If you're on the road, if you're going to be in the air, please be safe. Please be careful. Take these precautions by the CDC very seriously. Have a great summer and happy travels. Hope to see you next week. Ciao.
All right, y'all. That was Miss Andrea Pegler. She is the author, writer, and global adventurer and world traveler. She's the author of Air Travel Guide for the Newbie, the Rusty, and Those Less Traveled. So if you'd like to pick up a copy of her book, you can find it on Amazon. And again, that was Andrea Pegler. You can find her on Instagram under Travels with Andrea. And that's all together, Travels with Andrea. You know, it's not too late to still plan a trip for next year. Still, you know, hoping that everything will go that, you know, the way that it needs to go. But of course it will go the way that God has planned, which is not in our hands. So we might as well go with the flow, right? Might as well go with the flow and just continue to pray to God that, you know, everything will be okay and that this will, you know, be gone soon. All right, y'all, it is time for today's positive word, quote, and scripture of the day. Today's positive word is immeasurable. And I got immeasurable because I was actually thinking of blessings overflown. I was hearing blessings overflown in a message that I was listening to this morning, because I had another word and I was like, no, I think I'll go with this one, because People need to know that regardless to what is going on, we have to count our blessings around us. And if you're listening to me, that's a blessing. You have ears to hear. You have a mind that can capture everything that is being said and make it your own. That's a blessing. Some people can't think for themselves. That is a blessing. That is something that we should realize that not all people have. So it is a blessing. If you're awake this morning, if God blessed you to wake up this morning, it is a blessing. So know that you have immeasurable blessings, blessings that are overflowing. Immeasurable means it's too large, extensive, or extreme to measure. So you have so many blessings. Just believe that you have more blessings coming because you're already blessed. Believe that you have blessings that are immeasurable. Today's quote does not have an author, but it reads, "A meaningful life is not being rich, being popular, being highly educated, or being perfect. It is about being real, being humble, being strong, and being able to share ourselves and touch the lives of others. It is only then that we will have a full, happy, and content life." So be humble. Don't look down on anyone. Don't say, "Oh, I have so much money that I don't need this." No, because money does not bring happiness. We may think it brings happiness, temporary happiness. But just think about so many people that have been known for having so much money and they weren't happy. It's not about being popular. I used to think back in, I'd say middle school, high school, I knew everyone, so I didn't really care if I was popular or not. I was the kind of person, I talked to everybody. So be that person where you talk to everybody. You know, some people aren't that friendly, and that's fine and dandy. You don't have to be the friendliest person in the world, but the Bible does say a man that, you know, wants friends must show himself friendly. So I've always been, you know, a friendly person, and I always didn't mind talking to people. It didn't matter how they looked. Honestly, they could have smelled bad and I would have talked to them. Just, you know, converse with them. "How you doing?" You know, talk to them. You don't have to take it that far, but let's not worry about being popular. Let's not worry about being perfect. If you haven't finished getting your degree, go back and get it. If it's not what your heart really desires, but it's on your mind that, "Man, I didn't finish getting my degree," do something else. But if it's going to wear and tear on your mind, then it's time to do something about it. This year is the most, I'll say last year and this year has been the most action I've put towards anything. And I know that God makes a way when we work. Faith without works is dead. So what is it? What is it that will help you live a more meaningful life? Work on that for the next 21 days. And I bet you it will come to you naturally. That's the good thing about breaking a habit and forming a new one. When you focus on forming a new habit, it helps you to break that old habit. But it also helps you to reset your mindset. Helps you to reset your mind, to think clearly, to think rationally. To say, "Okay, is this smart? Is this what I should do?" Before I move on to today's scripture, have you stopped and wondered how you can positively impact your family? A lot of us are so caught up into how our family's doing, and believe me, I know the feeling. And I'm pretty sure people have been the same way towards us. They see so much in us and they feel like we're not doing what we need to do. Well, the change starts within us. And I can't say that enough because so many people point the fingers. But my mom always told me, growing up, you point one and you got how many pointing back at you? So the change starts within you. If you notice something that needs to be changed within the family, take action. Because guess what? It just might be within you as well. Maybe someone else has seen it, but you haven't noticed it. Pray about it, but take action. My mentor and I were talking last night, and she was saying that, you know, well, she mentioned faith without works is dead. We have to work for what we want. We have to keep moving. A lot of people say that, you know, prayer, prayer, prayer. Yes, prayer changes things, but you have to work too. You can't just say, that's like me saying, oh, I want to lose weight, but eat ice cream at 10 o'clock at night, 4 times out of the week. It's okay to treat yourself. But if we know that we have a goal, an ultimate goal, we can't just pray about something. We have to actually put forth the work. And y'all, it's so much easier said than done, especially if you're used to, you know, kind of doing your own thing. If you're not used to having a schedule, I remember I didn't used to have a schedule. I just would go with the flow. And I've having to work on being organized and keeping a schedule. I've realized it's important and it's what successful people do. Can't go every day not having a schedule. So maybe schedule to go for a walk today. Schedule to write down how you're feeling. Maybe you've been feeling burdened about something. Write it down. Maybe schedule to give someone a call that you haven't talked to in a long time. But y'all, let's work harder than what we've been doing. God knows what we're capable of doing. He knows if we're putting in our best. He knows if we put in our best effort. So let's show him that we can do it. And if you fall, it's okay. Get back up and try again. I'm here to tell you, get back up and try again. People are known for beating themselves up. We're our own worst critics. But that doesn't mean that it's over, that you can't get back up. That's what man may say, but God didn't say that. He wants you to keep going. So you've been feeling like you can't keep going? Keep going. I'm telling you to keep going. I'm encouraging you to keep going. Keep loving. Keep trusting. Keep having faith. Keep praying. Don't give up hope. If you need to cry, cry it out. If you need to pray, I suggest praying all day, whatever comes to mind. But keep going and have faith. And take action. It's time to take action, y'all. It's time to take action. So remember, good comes to those who wait, but also comes to those who work. So is this your waiting season or working season? Have you planted that seed and you're waiting right now? Well, if you're waiting, still keep going. If you're planting the seed, still keep going. Encouraging you to keep going. All right, y'all. Next up I have is Next Lifetime by Erykah Badu. And I'll come back to some Marvin Sapp right after that. And I will be telling you what is going on in the month of September after that as well. So don't y'all touch that knob. I have some good stuff coming up this month. I'll be back right after this.
Heck, we've been knowing each other for a while. I'm into you. Just want to know what I gotta do, you know, to get closer to you.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you even... Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you, too. You know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I got to do, I'll do it for you.
Trip him in an awkward situation.
I wanna stay away. Yes.
Sing it.
Yes. Yes, she can.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she can. No, ooh. Yes, she can.
Oh,
yes, she can. Mm. Yes, she can. No, yes, she can.
Yes. They thought that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, she
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
Yes.
All that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand,
encouraged me to stand.
And when they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you can.
Yes.
God said, yes, you can. So know that you can do this. You can do anything that you put your mind to. You are immeasurable. Just think of that. You are immeasurable. Your blessings are immeasurable. And everything is going to work out for your good. In case y'all did not know, September the 12th is National Day of Encouragement. September the 12th, National Day of Encouragement. This is the day that, you know, that we should just uplift the people around us and make a positive impact. Let's give encouragement to those who may not feel encouraged. We've all been in that place where we didn't feel encouraged and we needed someone to encourage us. So let's inspire someone else and let's reassure someone else that everything is going to be okay. So, with that being said, if you don't have anything to do on September the 12th, I will be hosting an event. Me and someone else will be hosting an event at the Salvation Army to give back to the women in need, to encourage the women in need. Women make the world go round. You know, we have to love the men, but women are the nurturers and the caregivers, and women must be healed. So National Day of Encouragement is a day to go out, give the women encouragement so they can encourage their children and the men that are around them. So if you would like to be included, if you would like to give back to that day, please email me at zealreel20@gmail.com. That's zealreel20@gmail.com. All right, y'all. Well, that's it for me today. I love y'all so much. And thank you for tuning in with me. I'm Jessica Williams, and this is my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. All right now, y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Feel good about today. Feel good about yourself. Until tomorrow, have an awesome one. Peace.